Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinja Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharmasa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigme Pobsonam about a special breathing before meditation. Have good insights. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigme Pobsonam, 10718, October 13, 2021, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Adults often have high blood pressure, leading to strokes or diabetes. These and other conditions start from the brain because the functioning of the cranial veins is impaired when the blood flow is not normal. A reduced blood circulation occurs due to narrowing of the veins and arteries, resulting in some very chronic ailments. Especially those who think excessively and have more negative thoughts, worries and stress are known to have blocked arteries. The poor blood circulation also results in headaches, as well as blurring or clouding of the vision. Thus, often as we grow older, we are impacted by age-related sicknesses. In order to make our heads and brains healthy, it is necessary for our blood to circulate well. There are simple brain exercises that can be followed to ensure that we remain healthy. One of the methods is actually to breathe in through the nose and breathe out through the mouth while meditating or sitting in some place. Therefore, when we breathe in through the nose, it is just as though our brain, which was filled with impurities, is emptied as blockages begin to disappear. It then feels as though we have space in our brain. Likewise, when we breathe out, we do so through our mouth, and it appears as though all the negativities are dissipating. This method is easy, but until we get accustomed to it, this kind of breathing can be quiet, difficult and strenuous, especially for those suffering from sinusitis. Hence, the method should be adopted very gradually. This mode of breathing must be done initially for only 10 minutes and thereafter, when getting accustomed to it, the duration can be increased to 15 minutes. As a word of caution, we must not try this for too long. So, first we can make this a habit, but soon, without realizing it, it will spontaneously become an automatic practice. When using this method correctly, despite at times feeling some heavy or lightheaded in the head, or a kind of tenderness. This special breathing technique should not be discontinued because the sicknesses will definitely disappear over time. Our high blood pressure and diabetes will be significantly lowered and reach normal counts. In addition to whatever we are attached to, as well as our anger, jealousy or blaming of others, will disappear because the brain space is just like the mind space. Consequently, even the mind becomes comfortable and expansive. Thus, after a while, any time when we engage in this practice, it should be accompanied by repeating the mantra, thereby bringing many beneficial results. This is a very simple method, but we should proceed with it gradually. We also need to be aware that our thinking never ceases. Our thought processes begin from the time we wake up in the morning and continue without halting until bedtime, and even through the night. Sometimes we cannot even have a restful sleep because unnecessary dreams can disturb us. We thus need exercises to have space in our brain. when we can have space, oxygen is inhaled deep and fills the lungs, and so the energy becomes balanced even in a cold body. Since ancient times, masters and practitioners used this method and, to do so, would go to the peak of a mountain or be by the ocean and meditate. Then, before they go into deep meditation, they utilize this profound method for 10 or 15 minutes. We must not try to do it too hard, but do so in a relaxed manner. This will help us greatly, and we all need to practice it to enjoy good, vibrant health, free from disease, and enhance our quality of life. Thank you very much, Chikwang Napopsinim. Thank you very much, Chikwang Napopsinim, for this simple but very effective breathing technique before meditation. Enjoy practicing it. Have a great week. Until next time, yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.